What is the cost of one customer for you? So if you get one deal from here, how much is it worth you? This is the journey of converting a customer. Do you have a landing page? Do you want that landing page to get you customers? In today's video, we're going to look at another company's landing page. We're going to see what's good, what's not good. Let's dive in. So today is scale capacity. And before we're going to start dissecting it, I wanted to benchmark this against a few insights that we've already learned. So what is a landing page? First of all, it's a place where people land. So to begin with, it didn't have any navigation. So it was a squeeze page. It was a one decision, yes or no, usually. Now, a lot of people think landing pages are different things. So let's assume this is a place your customer lands. You want them to take action, probably engage with you and become a customer at some point. We already know that it's a 5 to 20 touchpoint game. It takes a while to acquire those customers, but it's worth it because each deal is worth a lot. Now, most customers don't buy because they simply don't know, meaning that your content, whatever that is, a blog post, a landing page, an email, a social post, a one-pager, a webinar, anything, it needs to basically answer all the questions or all the objections they might have to buying. And so at the end, they go like, well, I guess the next thing for me to do is to just go ahead and buy or book an appointment. Now, what I see over and over again is companies engaging in me marketing. It's all about them. It's about their product, their company, their competencies. It's me, me, me. Now, quick step into the history. Why is the iPhone named the iPhone? And arguably one of the most successful products in technology. Steve Jobs knew that back in the day, AT&T did a study on what was the most pronounced word over the telephone, and guess what was the most spoken word in any language. It doesn't matter what the language was. The first one was I. So basically, we as humans are naturally caring just about I, right? It's I, me, looks, I went there today, I did this, this is what I bought, right? It's me, me, me. We think to entertain or to engage somebody, we need to focus the attention on us. Now, it may work in personal life, but in business, it's the opposite. So the focus is on them. So not only you need to talk about them most of the time, it's their fears and frustrations, problems and challenges. There's a split. Most of them will start moving and will start taking action. So let's say somebody migrating to the cloud when they have a painful problem. It's typically not because they're thinking, oh, how about we migrate to the cloud, right? We just have some extra money laying around. No, there is usually a problem happening until one day a trigger happens. Either they get a budget or just the servers went down completely and they can't run the operation, right? It cost them money, they got hacked. So there's a trigger that puts them into action, basically that throws them into motion. And that's the customers you're looking for on level one, right? Those are already looking for you. They're already on the motion. You don't need to pull them. Now they're just choosing. So all you have to do is just kind of go over the checklist and explain everything that they want to hear. Now, what do they want to hear? The format that we like using, it's one of the formats, very simple, easy to apply anywhere, just out of the box. So anybody can use this. It's the four question framework from Harvard, from David Kolb, why, what, how, and action steps. So why should I care? What is this? How does it work? And what should I do? You'll be surprised how many businesses, how many documents, how many webinars and landing pages and podcasts I've seen without call to action. They just, thank you for tuning in. Bye. What do you mean? Like, tell me what to do. What's the next step? They think, you know, customers will figure it out. Customers like, no, I'm confused. I'm just going to delay the decision. And that's what's happening, especially in the public sector, in government, or in healthcare, in technology. The decision makers are multiple now. And if you're only talking to the technical person, then the business decision maker will not understand you. Now there's 5 to 7 to 8, sometimes even 12 decision makers in a committee that's saying, okay, this is the place, basically, we're going to go with this project. Now to get them to that process, it's multiple touch points. And again, assuming they land here fresh, well, if they know you, then no problem, right? That shouldn't be a concern. But assuming this is a new lead coming in here, let's see what we get. Ideally, the focus should be on the headline. That should be the biggest thing. There's no visual hierarchy. I mean, the image is one, headline is kind of two, but the fortune is a little breaking it. I would make that a little smaller, not to draw attention from this. But that's visually. In terms of messaging, start your AWS journey with us. So you tell me immediately what to do without even piquing my interest. What's the benefit? Because at the end of the day, you are an obstacle. Your company is an obstacle. They don't want you. you don't want to be watching this video, but you want to be getting more customers, you want to be making more sales, right? So there's an outcome you're looking for. So same your customers, they're looking for an outcome. When they're migrating to the cloud, it's not just to migrate, right? It's save costs usually, continuous operation 24/7, remote access usually, I mean, zero trust, depending what drives their decision, who is the entity specifically, but telling me kind of, hey, are you looking to do X? So the formula we like using on the above the fold is, why should I care? What is this? How does it work, right? Or what to do next? So why should I care? Start your journey. Nah. We'll help you achieve your business outcomes by leveraging a secure, optimized cloud environment. So achieve business outcomes, ambiguous impact, right? It's not clear. It's not tangible. There's no number. Leveraging also a packed word. It's kind of, what exactly is leverage? I mean, ask 20 people what leverage is. You're probably going to get 20 different answers. Optimized again, optimized for what? For speed, for cost, for continuous operation at high speeds. Yeah, not clear. So I'm not sure who is this for. Like, why should I care? What is this? I'm not sure what the thing is. It's you. Yeah. So I think this is a miss. So assuming I'm still interested and I want to keep scrolling. This is okay. So it's a brag box. Fine. Let's keep going for now. So our certificates, our Salesforce. So this is all about you, about the company, right? So as a buyer, I'm like, well, I'm interested in the I. So if I'm the agency buying this, I want to know that you understand me, that you went through this journey, you kind of thought it through, and it makes sense to just tick the box or make it kind of emotionally interesting. Cloud migration services, like everybody's saying that there's a huge wave of companies trying to sell to the government. And if you look at 100 of them, 95 say exactly the same thing. So if you want to stand out, you need to be more personal and you need to talk to what they want to hear. If we understand again, who is that person? They have the trigger. They're in motion, right? Now they're looking. They have a problem. It's not, I want to. Your IT budget keeps growing and you can't innovate proactively, right? There's usually a trigger. I don't know if you have customers, you can ask them. There's a set of questions we use to get those insights. But again, this is about you, application discovery, discovering premises, to streamline migration. So I would focus on this. So streamline migration or move your data your way. You're prescribing AWS, but you didn't make the case why AWS, right? Let's say provider one, provider two, Redmark, provider three, Greenmark. Oh, now I see why. This looks to me more like geared to the technical person. Again, it's a miss on the business aspect. Yeah, the video, I bet, is also easy. Logo bar, good. I would make them closer, too much space between them, and maybe not make them colorful. It just draws too much attention. You want attention to be focused on one thing. Is it yes or no? Taking an action. So the more you distract me with the flashes and different colors, the more you overwhelm me. Oh, man, I love this. This is 1985 Excel presentation that put anybody to sleep in a second. So first of all, visually, huge chunk of text. Nobody's going to read that.
If you want to know more, visit www.publicsectorleadgeneration.com for a free marketing health check or check out our YouTube channel, PubSec Lead Gen. We are open for comments, questions, and clarifications. So, just leave it in the comment box on YouTube or contact us through our website, publicsectorleadgeneration.com.